Hello, welcome back everybody to our weekly Parsha Shir on the OUL Parsha app. So we are learning Parshas Ki Teitzei. So like many of the Parshas in Devarim, there is so much to talk about and so much to learn. We will focus on a specific Parsha in a specific mitzvah in Parshas Ki Teitzei. So the Pasuk tells us in Peruchav Beis, Psukim Aleph through Beis. Okay. Lo sira esher achicha o es save nidachim vihis alamta mehem hashev tishivim la achicha. You shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep or goat straying and hide yourself from them. You shall surely return them to your brother. Pasuk beis v'im lo karav achicha eilacha. And if your brother is not near to you, v'lo yadato, or you do not know him, v'asafta el toch beisecha, you should take the lost matter into your house, v'haya imcha, and it will be with you, ad rosh achicha oso, until your brother comes to seek it out, v'al shevos lo, and you will return it to him. On the very basic level of pshat, we are talking about the mitzvah of hashavas avida. If your brother loses an object, do not hide your face from it. Rather, you shall surely return it to your brother. If your brother is not close to you or you do not know him, take it into your house, hold on to it, watch over it until your brother comes and he asks of it for you. I want to begin by quoting the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim in his commentary to Chumash, Devarim Perichav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, expounds this mitzvah on a very drashic level, on a very hashkafic level of the drash. So let's see what the Aruch Chaim comes to say. The Aruch Chaim says that this on the level of the drash is not referring to a lost object like an ox or a sheep or a goat. It's actually referring to the lost soul of a Jew who has strayed far from the Ribono Shel Olam. I will quote excerpts of the Aruch Chaim. So the Aruch Chaim says that this pasuk, we're starting in pasuk Aleph, is referring to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are the brothers of Hashem. Va'osem tziva Hashem ki sira eshor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding the tzaddikim, the righteous ones amongst us, ki sira eshor. When you see the ox of your brother, Hashem says to the tzaddikim, Eila haim b'nei adam shenimshu kabehemos. These are people who are likened to animals. Now, chas v'shalom, what does Aruch Chaim mean? It means who lack any sense of spiritual awareness. An animal is not spiritual. An animal does whatever his teva tells him to do. An animal goes according to instinct. So when the Aruch Chaim says, Elohim b'nei adam shinim shul kabehemos, he doesn't chas v'shalom mean that people are animals. It means people who have lost their path and are not in tune with their spirituality, with their ruchnis, with their neshama, and they're just going after the most basic drives and instincts like an animal does. V'heim tzon kodshim. And then the Aruch Chaim says something very important. Nevertheless, even those who have spiritually strayed, they are the holy sheep of Hashem, Vehem Tzon Kodshim. Even though they have sinned, they're still part of Hashem's nation. They are His holy flock. And that's why it calls them the ox or the sheep of your brother. Your brother in this pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, lo tireh to the tzaddik, the pasuk says, tzaddik, you shall not see eshor achicha, o save, the ox or the sheep of your brother, meaning the ox or the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yichis lo shem zeh la'ha'ir al mi mikudoshav hu mitzaveh. And therefore, the Torah refers to Hashem by this title of brother, Kaviyachal, to convey, to teach us who he's instructing in this verse. Shehem at tzaddikim kamo shekasavnu. Hashem is instructing the tzaddikim that if they see a lost Jewish soul, which is a reference to the sheep or the ox, who are still the holy ones of God, and they are the brothers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Hashem is our brother, Kaviyachal. V'armu nidachim, and the Pasuk says, who are lost or who have strayed. Al derech armu v'nidatcha v'yishtacha v'yisla. I'm quoting a Pasuk from earlier in Devarim, Perek Dalet. Nidachim means those who have strayed, meaning those who have been who have gone astray and bowed down to foreign gods. Sha'over pi Hashem yikore nidach. One who transgresses the word of Hashem is referred to as someone who has gone astray. V'yitzav Hashem leval yisaleim. Hashem instructs the tzaddikim, do not hide yourself from those in my nation who have gone astray. So again, lo sira, you the tzaddik shall not see, eshor achicha, the ox of your brother, meaning the child of Hashem, o esav, or the sheep of Hashem, nidachim, who have strayed. V'his alam tamim, do not hide your face from those Jews who are spiritually lost. Rather, what should you do? Hashev tishivim la'achicha. You shall surely return them to your brother, meaning you shall surely return them to Hashem. Continues the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Ela yishivim la'achiv hu elokei olam. Return them to your brother, i.e. Hashem, the God of the world. the kafal lomer hashev teshivim, and the pasuk says you shall surely return them with a double lashon. Niskavin ki mitchili yishevim l'derech hatov. The first thing the righteous person has to do is return this person to the proper path, l'derech hatov. Once you return them to the proper path, hashev teshivim uvezei yiskarvu alavim shebashamayim. When you return them to the proper path, first of all, then you will ultimately return them to their father in heaven. V'hu amra teshivim alachicha. And that's why it says, return them to your brother. As a result of your positive influence, they will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Or HaChaim expounds on Pasuk Aleph. What about Pasuk Beis? Be'im lo karav achicha evacha, if your brother is not close to you. Ve'lo yadato, or you do not know him. Ve'asafto al toch beisecha, you should gather the lost object into your house. Ve'haya imcha, and the lost object could be with you. Adrosh achicha, also, until your brother comes to seek it out. Ve'ashevo, so you shall return it to him. The Or HaChaim continues on his method here of expounding these psukim, and he says, pasuk beis, va'armo v'im lo kara v'chicha, if your brother is not close, what are we talking about here? V'zeh he'ir kihu medaber azman galus ha'acharon. Our Chaim says, this pasuk is telling you, we're talking about Jews, the state of Jewish spirituality, and this final and present galus, ki lo karov, because the end, the kates, is not near. Adlo, furthermore, v'lo yadato, the pasuk says, or you do not know it. You do not know what? Shenistam haketz, the end of the galus is hidden from us. Ve'en yodea masai ketz hapilos, and it is not known when the concealed end will come. So pasuk beis v'im lo karov, referring to this galus, the ketz, the end of this exile is not close. We do not know when it will be. V'zei yisho be'parchakas halavavos me'amuna unetui rega, says Or HaChaim. This terrible long galus that we don't know when the end is causes the hearts of many to be distant from their faith in Hashem. It causes their feet to slip. Kasher einenu ra'os b'doros halalu. Oh, wow. Like we see with our own eyes in these generations, says Or HaChaim. Today, when the rate of assimilation is upwards of 70%, Rachmana Lassan, what would the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say today? How many lost Jewish souls are there today? Their feet have slipped. They are far away from Hashem. Why? Because the galus is so long and the end is hidden. Kasher inenu ra'os b'doros halalu, like our eyes ourselves see in these challenging times. So what shall you do? Pasuk beis, and if your brother is not close to you, meaning the end is not near, v'lo yadato, and you don't know when the end is coming, what should you do? Should you hide your face? La'asafta al toch beisecha, bring the lost object into your house, says the Or HaChaim. Im kalzei yitzav Hashem, nevertheless, despite all these difficulties, Hashem commands you, v'asafta otoch beisecha, zeh beis hamedrash. Bring your brother into the beis medrash. V'yalmidehu orchos chayim, teach him the proper path of life. V'derech yishkon ar, teach him the path of illuminated light, meaning the light of Torah. Leval yitem mini orach, so that he will not stray from the proper path. V'lo yimtzeu oivo, and his enemy, the Yetzer Hara, will not find him. Machshavos uta onos kozvos. The Yetzer Hara will not find him with false ideas and lies. Ki ar Torah tatzileu, the light of Torah will save him. So when the pasuk says, gather him into your house, says Or HaChaim, what is that? Take him to the base medrash. Teach your unaffiliated Jew, teach the Jew who is a lost soul about Torah. And he should be with you. V'hayimcha, when he should be with you. Adrosh achicha, so until your brother comes to seek him out. What does that mean? Says Or HaChaim. What a beautiful Or HaChaim, tremendously powerful. This should be the process. You, the tzaddik, should teach the unaffiliated, the lost, the spiritually lost Jew. Teach him Torah. Teach him the light of mitzvos until Hashem will favor him and seek him out. Hashem will seek out the chozer b'teshuvah. V'hu amra, like the pasuk says, adrosh achicha, so until your brother, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam, comes to seek him out. V'hashevoselo. And what is the last words of Pasuk Beis? Return him. Return the object to your brother. Return this Jew. Return his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his spiritual wealth. Bring him back to his spiritual heritage. Ma'ala alav akasuv ki'iluhu meshiva mini oveit. It is considered as if he brought back this Jew from destruction. What a beautiful, beautiful Or HaChaim that teaches all of us how important it is to spread the light of Torah in this world. When you see the floundering Jew who is spiritually lost, he is still a child of Hashem. He is nidachim, he is pushed astray. Do not hide your face. Rather, you shall surely return your brother to the proper path of goodness, and ultimately he will go back to Hashem. And if your brother is not close to you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not close to us, your brother being Hashem, because we don't know when the end will be, v'lo yadato, and we don't know when the ketz is coming, what should you do with this Jew who is spiritually lost? Take him into your house. Which house? Take him into the Beis Medrash, and keep him there with you. Teach him Torah, teach him light, teach him ruchnias, teach him spirituality. Adrosh achicha, so until the Ribbono Shel Olam takes him back and comes to seek out that soul and takes him back, v'yishavos lo, you shall return the soul of the lost Jew to the Ribbono Shel Olam. An unbelievably beautiful Arachayim. I just want to end by quoting a story from the great tzaddikus in our time, Hani Machlis Ala Hashem. She was truly the Sarah Imenu of our time, a famous Hani Machlis and Machlis family, Yibadu D'chaim Tovim V'ruchim of Yerushalayim, who literally had every kind of person at her Shabbos table. So the following story is told in the Hani Machlis biography, which is called Emunah with Love and Chicken Soup. Hani loved to tell the stories of Jews who became observant by coming to a Machlis Shabbos experience. Many years ago, one Shabbos, a young American student from the Hebrew University was amongst 100 guests who crowded into the Machlis apartment. The student was wearing a nose ring and an eyebrow ring. He was determined to undermine every word of Torah Rabbi Machlis tried to share. Every time Rabbi Machlis spoke, this particular student would say, "That's stupid, that's archaic," or he would laugh out loud. Rabbi Machlis recalls he was the most obnoxious guest we've ever had. During the whole meal, for 2.5 hours, he was making fun of everything that was going on. In the middle of the meal, I said, "Henny, I'm going to the bedroom. I can't do this." Henny encouraged her husband, and she said, "Ignore what he says. Don't speak to him. Speak to his neshama." Rabbi Machlis somehow continued. At the end of the meal, the obnoxious student left. As he walked out the door, the Machlis' 7-year-old son said, "Why do you have that dumb thing in your nose?" The student retorted, "Why do you have that dumb thing on your head?" In regard to his kippah, Moshe answered, "Because I always have to know there's something above me and higher than me and better than me. That's why I have this on my head. Now, why do you have that in your nose?" The student returned to his dorm room and wrote in his diary, "Just imagine, that little kid knows why he's wearing a kippah. And I have no idea why I'm wearing a nose ring." On Sunday morning, he returned to the Machlis apartment and said, "I'm so sorry for my behavior Friday night. My comments and my remarks were out of place." He then said, "I haven't put on tefillin since my bar mitzvah. I want to do something religious to show I am sincere. Can I put on tefillin?" 2 years later, the Machlis heard from him that he was a grad student at UCLA and he was organizing the Minyanim on campus. What a beautiful pshat of the Archaim, something we all have to strive to show the light of Torah, the beauty and depth and sweep and power of Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam's mitzvahs to our fellow Jews. If you see the ox or the sheep of your brother, and it has strayed from the path, do not hide your eyes. You shall surely return him to your brother. And if your brother is not close, and you do not know when the end will be, take that lost Jew into the Beis Medrash, and teach him Torah and mitzvos until your brother seeks him out. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes us all back. L'shevo solo. And return the souls of the lost Jews to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Kol tov. Thank you so much. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.